be handled for us by Brother Ron Casario.
Our theme tonight is the Bible teaches us how to pray. But that raises a question. Do people really not know how to pray? The answer is no, not really. No two religions pray the same way. If they're only exposed to it through TV and media, it's never depicted the same way twice. So we can't just assume that they know how, nor can we assume that they're just going to pick it up in time. We're their teacher. We need to be praying on our studies in a way that properly emulates how they should be praying when they progress to that point. Matthew 6, 7 to 13, that's where we get the specific instructions on how to pray. We're going to read that tonight. And as we're reading that, focus in on guard against being over the top and guard against being too casual. There we read, when praying, do not say the same things over and over again as the people of the nations do, for they imagine that they will get a hearing for their use of many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need even before you ask him. You must pray then this way. Our Father in the heavens, let your name be sanctified. Let your kingdom come. Let your will take place as in heaven, also on earth. Give us today our bread for this day, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the wicked one. Notice the tone that's used here. The Pharisees would often use elaborate titles and honorifics when addressing Jehovah. And they would, as the prayer went on, they would speak in grandiose language. Now, considering that Jehovah is the sovereign of the universe, that's not an entirely wrong thing to do. But it can become excessive to the point of being a distraction of what's being said. Verse 9, Jesus opens his prayer by saying, Our Father in the heavens. Jesus uses simple, everyday language. Yet, he's still our Father. He's not our coworker. He's not our barista. He's not our gym bro. Be mindful of who we're talking to here. We don't make demands or ultimatums on Jehovah. We don't tell Jehovah what to do. And even at times when we're in distress, we may give into wild talk, which is understandable and forgivable, but understand who we're talking to. That's not entirely appropriate. Certainly, even simple speech can reflect reverence and honor. So how do we pray? We balance the tone of our prayer to be simple, yet still respectful and reverential. Notice, too, in our verses, the length of the prayer. In verse 7, Jesus is critical of the Pharisees for their use of many words. We read this whole passage comfortably in less than a minute. Yet it is still able to address weighty and serious issues. In fact, for homework, look up how many sentences Jesus used when he resurrected Lazarus. Even important topics can be addressed meaningfully while still being concise. On the other hand, rushing through them can make them feel perfunctory or lacking any meaning, especially in our private prayers. Jesus was known to linger in private prayer up to all night at certain occasions. Private prayer is appropriate form for going into elaborate depth, but not public prayers. So how do we pray? The length of our prayer should be appropriate for the situation. And notice what's missing from these instructions. The Pharisees were known for being overly demonstrative. They would bow, prostrate themselves, throw themselves to the ground. Needless to say, that would be undignified. Jesus makes no mention about bowing or kneeling. There is no indication that your prayers will not be favorably heard because you didn't adopt some prescribed position. Yet, this is Jehovah we're talking to. We still want to be respectful and humble. In our time, in our corner of the world, bowing our heads is what's considered culturally appropriate in showing humility. Some hold hands, some don't. Should you close your eyes as you're praying? Where the scriptures make no rules, we don't make no rules. Our aim is to be humble when approaching Jehovah, whatever that means to you. So how do we pray? No special ritual or posture is required, but we endeavor to be respectful and humble. So when setting the example for our Bible students, when we pray with them during our lesson, we want to set the example. We want to be mindful of our tone with Jehovah, the length of the prayer, and making them comfortable with the mechanics and posture when we pray. We are not over the top, nor are we overly casual.